Democrat leaders, never Trumpers condemn Trump assassination attempt. By Paul Bois on July 13, 2024. Democrats and never Trumpers condemned the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump on Saturday. As Breitbart News reported, shots rang out as former President Donald Trump spoke at a campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. One shot appeared to have hit him, though the Secret Service later clarified that President was alive and recovering following the shooting. Democrats, including Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, and Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, former Speaker of the House, emphatically condemned the violence and wished former President Donald Trump well. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, and California Governor Gavin Newsom, D, condemned the violence as well. As one whose family has been the victim of political violence, I know firsthand that political violence of any kind has no place in our society. I thank God that former President Trump is safe. As we learn more details about this horrifying incident, let us pray that all those. Nancy Pelosi, at Speaker Pelosi, July 13, 2024. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. tweeted, "Now is the time for every American who loves our country to step back from the division, renounce all violence, and unite in prayer for President Trump and his family." People on the Never Trump side, Republicans who either opposed Trump in 2016 or opposed him after 2020, also condemned the violence and wished the former president well. As of this writing, President Biden has not yet issued a statement, though initial reports were that he was in church at the time of the shooting and may be getting briefed on the situation. The identity of the shooter or their motives have not been confirmed.